This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with a report on monthly printing shipments for April 2011. This is being recorded on June 8, 2011, and it's all copyright 2011 by What They Think. I want to thank everyone for joining us yet again. We have some disappointing news about April shipments, and let's talk about them starting with slide 3. Shipments were just over $7 billion, which is not good in itself, and were about $109 million less than April of 2010. And when you adjust that for inflation, they were down 4.5%, or $336 million. So that's not good news. What it was really bad news was when we started to look at the data on an inflation-adjusted basis. This is the worst April in that period. Now, our data go back to 1993, but we even looked at some of the data from the Federal Reserve, which is a different kind of data series. It's not recorded in dollars. It's recorded in some an index that they have of output. And even that is showing that April is likely to be the worst month. So that goes back to 1986. I can't find any other data that's older than that on a monthly basis. So this was not good. And for that reason, we're extremely concerned that the transition, which we thought was going to be toward the end of the year, where tablets especially, when they would start selling at around the rate of 5 million per month, were going to eat into printing volume as that social media, more broadband, and all other kinds of things started to continue to conspire against us. And it appears that the economy may have conspired against us a little bit here, in addition to those increased rates of adoption of that equipment. I was reading just this past week a report from the Center for the Digital Future, which I will link to in a column. But if you go to Google and search for the USC Center for the Digital Future, you can see the press release for that report. Broadband penetration in households is now up to 84%, which is the highest it's ever been. And as we know from some other work that we've done and reported here in this report about a year or so ago, broadband penetration and the hours that people spend online has a much stronger correlation to printing volume, unfortunately negative, than the economy or anything else. So the slower economy, which we've been getting, GDP being 1.8% for the first quarter in the latest revised data, which was just an affirmation of the data that were reported earlier, is showing us that many businesses had expectations about what this year was going to look like. People were expecting a much better year, so the economy is slower, so now they start looking toward different ways of cutting back all kinds of expenses, from the way they handle information to organizations and perhaps communications budgets. And one of the things that this does is that even consumers start looking at the way that they communicate and use information, and they start using electronic information even more because it's basically cheap. It basically has a fixed cost, your monthly fee. And whether it's your internet bill that's part of your cable service, or perhaps you're one of the people who still has an unlimited data service for your iPhone, but even then, some of the high-volume folks are willing to pay extra for that if they can't get unlimited. It just becomes more and more convenient and immediate to have access into information in these particular ways. So April shipments, which are normally a bit higher and fairly close to March shipments, turned out to be quite a significant change. So what happened with March? Well, March is part of the historical revisions. Last time we reported, March was up $271 million compared to the prior year. Well, when they changed the historical data in the middle of May and revised it, it turns out that March wasn't all that much better. It was only up $98 million. So you've gone from 271 to 98. So March may not have been as good, And we know also from our historical shipments report that they lowered the total volume for the past year of our industry and made the pattern a little bit more flat. We'll look at some of those data very shortly. One thing that happened with the bad April is that we had 12 consecutive months of current dollar increases, and this breaks that. So we had the second, third, and fourth quarter of 2010 and the first quarter of 2011 giving us our 12 consecutive months. Prior to the revisions they made to the history, we had only one month that was slightly negative on an inflation-adjusted basis, and now we have three negative months in that period. So they've really pulled back a lot. This had a tremendous effect on our forecast models, both the historical revision, but now also the April shipments, and we'll go through that. But we've scaled back our expectations for the rest of this year and for the years ahead. In some cases, they flattened out a little bit toward 2017, but we'll have that very shortly. In Canada, things were a little bit better. They've had some serious problems with the printing volume. Maybe they got a little breathing room for March. In Canadian dollars, it was up 2.6% and down 0.6% on an inflation-adjusted basis, so pretty much flat. On a U.S. dollar basis, they were up almost 10% and 6.4% on an inflation-adjusted basis. So it's quite different when you're trying to manage your currency across a border in that particular way, and your industry has had the benefit of selling to the U.S. quite successfully for so many years. But as we know, with the weak dollar, that's become much, much harder to do. Let's start looking at our slides. If we go to slide 4, we have the circle around where April is. I see the black line is 2011, and it looks like it's just a little bit better than 2009, but it's not as good as 2010. So that's basically where we are on a current dollar basis. But it really looks quite different when you adjust it for inflation. And this is the worst April on the chart, as we know. But look at it. We were doing $9 billion of printing back in just 2008 and 2007. And here we are just barely over $7 billion. That's not a good sign. And when we go to slide 6, you see how this has affected our forecast. In prior reports, we had this year hugging the 2010 line, and now we see that it is significantly below. It's also below prior years of 2007, 2008, of course, but the 2009 number, which we thought that we could hold for a period of time here, looks like it's definitely broken, and we're taking another leg down. On slide 7, you can see the first 4 months of the year on an inflation-adjusted basis. We are at $27.7 billion for the 4 months, and compared to last year, we're down about $400 million, and compared to the year before that, we're already down $2.1 billion. It looks nothing like 2008, doesn't it? So this is a problem that we're going to have. And if April continues, and it's always difficult to make a forecast just on the basis of 1 month, but based on the fact that we are being very, very careful about those kinds of things in terms of the way we manage our statistics, April was really quite a disappointment. We were looking for April to be hugging that 2010 line, but having a tougher end of the year, and it looks like it may have broken to the downside here. So our forecast on slide 8, we're looking for a year of $82 billion, which is about $4 billion less. That is our forecast. That's not the statistical models. So our forecast is $82 billion, and then going down to $54 billion by 2017. It's very interesting. Our aggressive forecast was as low as $35 billion recently, and now it's at $50. We've never really believed that forecast, so we've taken it down to $54 billion. We were as low as $52 billion. So where we're thinking is that we're going to take a little bit more of a hit from the technology in this year a little sooner than expected, and it might affect the slope of the decline in upcoming years. The GDP model doesn't work, so why even talk about it? But our aggressive model is down to $50 billion, and our conservative model is down to $73 billion for 2017. We think that is too much. We're more in line with what the aggressive model is showing us. Now, some of the things that are happening on the publishing side are quite instructive. So if we go to slide 9, you can see the yellow line right in the middle is book, database, and directory publishing, and you see how the volume has changed radically there. And below that, the red line is periodical publishing, that's magazines, and you see what's happened there after flattening out a little bit in 2007. And then the continuing problems of the newspaper business. That line just keeps going down. And the top line is advertising. But wait a second, we thought advertising and publishing kind of went together. Well, if you look at the end of 2009, advertising bottomed out. The other things really haven't. And advertising has shifted its business to include a lot more digital media, and they're also involved with a lot more digital media production. One of the reasons they can be involved in the production is that these are software tools, and they can sit on PCs. Basically, you don't need outside vendors to help you in the same way that you did before, unless they're server farms, and it's really easy to communicate with them. There's nothing physical that has to happen. You just have to send data. So the ad agencies have really changed their business quite dramatically. Of course, they're always having broadcast, but in terms of print media, they've been able to replace a lot of the print media revenues with digital media revenues, and this also includes the rise of public relations as part of their billings. So the advertising business looks quite different, and I just remember years and years ago how close the advertising and the printing businesses were in terms of their trends. And advertising has clearly made a transition, whereas publishing and printing have not. And it's really up to print business owners and executives to really think hard about that kind of transition and what it means for their business. The advertising folks have it figured out, for now at least. Now, in terms of Canada's printing business, we went through some of the data a little bit earlier. You see that the yellow line, which is, the blue line, the dark blue line, is the original data. It's still on a downturn. And the other lines, the reddish line at the top, is inflation-adjusted Canada data. And all the way down at the bottom are the original data in U.S. dollars. And then in between the dark blue and the yellow line are the inflation-adjusted U.S. dollars for the trend there. So in terms of the exchange rate, it looks like Canada's business has been increasing. But Canada printers use Canada dollars. And business still looks a little tough. It's back at 1997 levels. And it's got to be quite disappointing. Again, the real story about printing imports is, you would think from the common wisdom, that China's imports have hurt U.S. printers, and China's imports into the U.S. have been basically flat for quite a period of time. In terms of the total imports, they've been flat. When you look at what's being imported from China, it almost matches exactly to what is no longer being imported from Canada. Slide 11 shows the Canada forecast. And again, the aggressive model there is forecasting absolutely dreadful results there. We don't think that will be the case. We just average those two forecasts of the conservative and aggressive, and we think that's a little bit more reasonable. But even $3.5 billion is not very good. Let's hope that that's not the case and it sticks more in the conservative model. So, with all of this great news that we have here, I strongly recommend that if you have not listened to Turbulent Ride to 2020, that you do so. Our economic webinar from April, where we kind of scared people about the economy, has turned out to be unfortunately true. and it may be worth a listen if you have not listened to that before. In the meantime, in just a couple of days, we're going to have printing profits for the first quarter, so keep your eye out for that particular report. Thank you very much for listening to our monthly printing shipments report, and look forward to chatting with you again soon.